Om Shanti. And mic chahiye didi ke liye. Stand mic. And welcome, Didi.
Thank you.
Very, very glad that you could join us. Who knows Chakradhari Ben here? Chakradhari Didi here. Okay, some of you know. So for those of you who don't know, Didi is the regional coordinator for Russia and CIS. And Didi is what we call a veteran in Gyan, right? Very, very old. Many, many years with Baba. Oh, 50 plus? Wow. Like 56, 7, 8, 9, 60, 1, 2.
I will tell because I hesitate to tell fully. Why I hesitate, that I will tell.
Okay. All right. So Didi is going to join us for the next half an hour and share a very beautiful, simple wisdom, but very, very touching. I've especially always been inspired by Didi's simplicity and her stories. And so she's going to bring the angelic state to life for us in the next half hour.
Om Shanti. So first of all, you have to tolerate my English because I am not habitual of speaking English much more. So try to express myself. So first of all, as Sister Gopi was saying that I am 50 plus 5, 56, 57, but I told I hesitate to tell it. Why? Because I got very beautiful chance to live with Sakar corporeal father here in Madhuban and also in other places accompanying Baba. I got the chance to live with Gulzar Dadi about 12 years. In the beginning of my spiritual journey, I live with Jagdish brother about more than 40 years. So sometime I am thinking that I got such a great chance. So up till now, one should become so divine and so elevated that there should not be need to express what is angelic stage and how the angels are. We should represent, express by our each and every activity what the angels are. But sometime I can say that we are trying and trying the best, but how much effort we should do, that much effort we children are not doing. Therefore Baba reminding us, especially today, children, don't waste your time. Don't think of anything else. If you want to think any problem cannot be solved only by thinking. You can think, you try to understand the solution of that problem. But if you could not understand easily, then don't think of much more over that. Try to remember me. And when your intellect become clean and clear, then the answer will be very clear before you. And sometimes we are using our energy of solving the problem and making our intellect and mind little heavy. And today, But the topic is given to me that how we lead an angelic life. Because I have seen my loving mama, I have seen my Baba, and I think all dadis which now have left the body, I have seen. And how they were leading their life. How much loveful they are. How much they were above that body consciousness. How selfless love was there in each and every one. Once I was in Delhi and Mama was sitting. I went to meet Mama about 3 o'clock in afternoon. Mama was taking little rest. And at that time, Didi, who was called Didi at that time, who was the regional administrative head, she told me, "You come and take rest with me." And after some time when Mama wake up, then you go to meet Mama. And as soon as Mama wake up, I enter into the rooms of Mama. Immediately. And Mama seems to be as if she has not slept. Very fresh. Sometime when we wake up like that. As if we wake up, but still there is little margin to awaken ourselves. But Mama was such a fresh. And see me saying, "Come, Chakradhari, come." And I went to Mama and asked Mama. Mama told, so hot the season was, and you came this time. I asked Mama, "I came for the decision of my life. Because my father was not allowing me to live in the center to do service." And Mama, not speaking much more, very lovingly doing like that, saying, "Don't worry, I will talk to your father. Only this much words." And those words giving me so much assurance that really now my bondages are going to be over. Words were only 2. "Don't worry." And giving love like that in my hand, she was doing like that. "I will talk to your father." And when she met my Laukik father, how tactfully she was talking, few words, very slowly and very softly. Only Mama asked, his caste was Nanda, saying, "Nanda ji, what you have thought for our Chakradhari?" And father told Mama, "She don't know to do anything by her hands, and she did nothing at home. How she can live in the center where everything one has to perform by themselves? So she can't live." And Mama told, "Yes, you are right." First Mama told, "You are right." And then told, "Okay, for 4 weeks, your trial will be that she can live in the center or not. Let her live 4 weeks in the center. And you check it. We also check her, that she can live in the center or not. And she herself will check her, that she can live in the center or not." So no father can say nothing to her. And father kept quiet. And after that, I came in the center, and that 4 weeks have passed, I think about 60 years have passed, and 4 weeks yet are going on. So Mama was such an angel, means they are speaking. But less words, much power. They are giving the answer of the question, but not so lengthy. Few words, real answer. Practical things one can see. I think this is also one sign of the angelic form. Sometime we children were meeting together and laughing together. And while laughing, sometime voice is coming, ha ha ha, like that. Then Baba, at that time when we were laughing, not saying anything. But when we are in such a state to listen Baba, very seriously sitting to listen Baba, then Baba explain, children, have you seen anywhere any picture of deity who were laughing, opening their mouth? Have you seen? We understood that what Baba meant to say. That we were laughing, not smiling, but laughing. And laughing with great voice, and mouth were opened. And Baba told deities, they were smiling, how beautiful they seems to be. And no voice, and their mouth never opened. Have you children seen? There is no sentence to express these words. Why Baba start to explain like that? Because he want to make us like angel here in this world, which is called the world of hell. So I have learned from Mama also, never if want to call someone, we can say, Anya, Anya, come here. John, where are you? John! Loudly. Mama was speaking, and Rukmini Dadi, who is there in Delhi, the looking after the Delhi zone. And Mama was there in Rajouri Garden. That was the center where Rukmini Dadi was living, and she was looking after everything. So, Mama want to call her for some reason, and she spoke like that, Rukmini, Rukmini, so sweetly, so softly, that Rukmini was standing there, and she listened to Mama. I was saying, softly, so slowly Mama spoke. And Rukmini Dadi listened, because one getting the habit of understanding the person, how this person speaks. And if I created the habit of speaking loudly, unless I will not speak loudly, no one will listen to me. Because I myself has created that habit. And Mama never spoke like that. Very sweetly and very softly. So it doesn't mean that we will not talk with anyone. We will not go anywhere with anyone. No, we will do everything. But our every act should be little unique. It should not be common. Sometime Baba is saying, children, do you know, while you are walking, you are giving pain to the earth mother. How we are giving pain to the earth mother? Baba is saying, you are walking like that. Trap, 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 trap. No. See, we should walk, but our foot should not give so much voice that other silence will be disturbed. Your speed, your way of walking should be very normal, that my feet should go on the earth, but it will not give pain to the earth. And sometimes we are talking, two persons are talking, and talking in such a loud voice that those who are standing here or there, they were also listening what conversation is going on among both of us. Baba told us, children, it is not the way. If you are talking with one person, let one person will listen to you. Why four persons' time you are snatching away? Because they are also paying attention what they are talking. Because you are talking in such a loud voice that your voice goes there and that attracts them that they want to listen. It doesn't mean that they should not listen, but why you are speaking in such a loud way? It is snatching of the time, snatching of the attention of the people. And no one knows that they are saying, we are not thief person. We never steal even one penny from anyone. Baba is saying, so many children are thieves. They are stealing their time, stealing their energy, stealing their consciousness from where they should pay the consciousness attention, but their attention is diverted from that side to your side. Angels are not that they are going to become angel, but they are always caring of others. Therefore it is said, angels are always giving. They are never taking. They are not expecting something to give someone to give me, to receive from someone. They are always giving everything to everyone. And Baba sometime, by the trans messengers previously, so many brothers and sisters were trans messenger, especially Delhi, because it was the beginning place of the centers, service starts here. So many were trans messengers. And sometime trans messengers were telling their trans message, that while I was in trance and I found that angel, that was not someone else, my face, it was I, but so light and so beautiful, like a cotton my body was. And holding the garland in the hand, as you know, in India, when marriage ceremony going on, then bride and bridegroom, both were holding the garland in their hands, and they put it in one to another's neck. And in this way, they think now our relation develop, now we come very close to each other. This is the way to develop that relation. So Transmissinger told that my own form, like an angel, so beautiful, and holding the hand, in the hand, the garland, and ready to put garland in my neck. But I was not holding the garland in my hand. How the relation can develop? In a few seconds, that scene was over, and Baba was before the Transmessenger and telling, "Child, your angelic form holding the garland in the hand, ready to put this garland in your neck, but you are not ready." So to whom that angel put the garland? Except you. This angel is not going to put garland in any other one's neck. So someone, Baba, is giving us the message that your angelic form waiting you, come, win me, I am ready to win you. I think 12 o'clock, 12:30. When time will be over, tell, because
no problem
to you, but because it is at 12:20 and it is 12:30, so I am seeing time.
You can have so, another 10 minutes.
Another 10 minutes. So I want to tell you that angelic form is nothing. It is our own stage, which is much more time from the gross consciousness to the subtle consciousness. I am always seeing my gross body. And Baba and Mama were not seeing their gross body. Always Baba was saying that Baba, seeing his original form, so sweet and so lovely. And sometime Baba was saying, this form is also the perfect form, that is angelic form. And after achieving the perfect form, I am going to become the deity. So Baba was saying, sometime, as if deity form is invoking me, and I want to be like a little Krishna who go on knees on the floor, run from one place to other place. And sometime he was saying to Lachhu sister, who was looking after Brahma Baba, saying to her, "Child, you put mirror in all the corner of my room, so that I will see that I am not a little child, I am an old man." But sometime that little, not angelic, but above the angelic, that deity form invokes me to this extent that I want to walk like that, a little child, and want to eat like that as a little child. Put the mirror so that I always see my face. And then Baba is saying, "Children, are you seeing your angelic form ever living in this form? And this form you will experience here, while your effort will be living in this body. I am not this body. And if you think I am this body, then this body is the body of light. Because I am the point of light. And this body which I have given to Baba. Baba, my body, my mind, my wealth, everything belonged to you. And Baba told, when you gave your body, your mind, your everything to me, in return of that, I will give you the angelic body. I will not give you the same body, which body you gave to me. So always have this in your mind, that this gross body belonged to Baba. And Baba has given me the angelic form. Angelic form means, as Baba has told us, as a transparent picture you have seen, how the light is there. Similarly, your form is the form of light, and in this light, the point of light is shining. Sometimes you see yourself in such a form, and sometimes you try to see others in this original form, which form the Brahman's children are going to achieve. This is our effort. Maybe how much body conscious person is before us, but if we want to change our attitude, our outlook, and our attitude and our outlook automatically will change the outlook and attitude of other whom I am seeing, not in an ordinary form, but I am seeing that person very pure divine light or point in the body of light. And you know that in the beginning, Gulzar Dadi, first her experience was when she saw Brahma Baba in the angelic form. And in those days, Dadi was expressing sometime, we were children, little children, and it was said that we all will stay in silence. And if there is any work, those who are responsible of performing anything, they should write down on a slip and put it in one place. They should not talk. So few days continuously, silence was going on. So Dadi told, in those days, I saw how Brahma Baba was in an angelic form. And when she came back of trance, then Mama asked her, what you have seen? Baba asked her, where you were and what you have seen? And she gave the answer, Baba, I have seen you, but you are not that. I have seen you, but you are not that. Baba couldn't understand what child is saying. She was not so young and not so spiritual-minded child. She told sometime, I never did bhakti, etc. I didn't know the deities, etc. But when I saw this, then Baba told, now sit and go to Baba again. And but when you saw, which you are saying that I have seen you, but that was not you, ask her who you are. And then she again sit and went in trance and asked to that angelic form, who you are? My Baba told. Then the voice came from that it is the perfect form of Brahma Baba. He is the effort-making form, which form you are seeing there, where you are living. And what I am showing you, that is the perfect form. So now we Baba's children should see our perfect form. It is our effort-making form. Yes, we are in this effort-making form. But we should always have in front of us our both that form which form we are going to achieve, that is the perfect form. I am not made of bones, flesh and blood, but I am made of light. In this light form, I am a shining point of light. Most of the time, try to remain in such a state. You can experience here in this world that what is the angelic stage. Om Shanti.
I don't think that was a talk. I think that was a meditation commentary into the angelic stage. Yeah? Thank you, Didi. I think you've given us some very practical, a practical visualization of what an angel should walk like, move like, talk like, behave like. And you're a living example of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Maybe we've got a couple of minutes for any questions you have for Didi.
All are contented souls. Near to reach the angelic stage.
Didi,
so
sometimes some
she is not going to reach near the angelic
stage. No. Sometimes, Didi, some souls say they love Baba and experience Baba and you receive attainments from Baba. But sometimes some souls don't experience the same feeling for the complete stage. It feels very far away. I've had this question from people. It's like, I don't feel like, people say, I don't feel like I have a relationship with my perfect stage. So where should somebody begin that relationship?
I think that it is Baba's first lesson. That children be in your state of soul conscious. Because when we remain most of the time in body consciousness and establishing all the relation with the bodily beings and behaving, talking, speaking, everything as a bodily being, human being, commonly are speaking or talking, then how we can experience that perfect stage, our angelic stage. For that, if we want to experience that perfect stage, our angelic stage, then we have to try that really this body, which is the gross body, this is not I. It is our first lesson. I am only using this body for doing, performing my actions, but I am such a tiny, such a light and might, a pure soul. So if we do more and more time this practice, then we start as if moving away from this consciousness of the body. And when we are above the consciousness of the body for a little while maybe, then we can sometime experience the angelic form which we are going to attain. The first step is try more and more, how much time we get, be serious to be in your own original state. And Baba and Mama, when they were expressing their experience, they were expressing this much. And when children who 14 years remain in that consciousness, at that time it was not explained to them who the God is, what the cycle is, but more time they remain in the state of soul consciousness. So I think this is the first step. If we are serious and start from here, then we can experience our angelic, our perfect stage. First step you go, then you understand there are such steps. Automatic, everything will be clear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So great angel are with you. See, they are the examples. They are always very, very curious that those who are coming here, they should get something and they should become what they desire from their heart. And I think their heart you must be reading and their thoughts coming to you. Thank you.
And thank you, Didi, for making this time. Didi especially came up this morning to be with us for a whole day. So, as our closing, Didi will share with you today a special toli, which is actually a, I don't know what you say, bor ko kya kehte hai English mein? It means, you know, that fruit, that's a round fruit. It's a kind of a berry, an Indian berry. It looks like that.
It's easy name, bear from berry to bear.
Bear. So Didi will share this as toli and a beautiful blessing to close our session with. And I think we come full circle. And please just go back to your seats, because then we can conclude this morning as well. Okay, so I'll ask you to, after a couple of minutes of silence, to just come up on the stage in front of Didi, take it, and then go off and take your seat again.